This is St. Louis Public Radio. The chant's been heard in the streets of St. Louis almost daily since September the 15th, when a judge acquitted a white former police officer in the 2011 shooting death of a black man.
The whole damn system is guilty as hell!
St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explores how some local attorneys stay faithful to a legal system they take an oath to respect, despite its flaws.
A simple concept underpins the American legal system.
It should be, you know, everyone should be treated equally under the law.
But Democratic State Representative and Attorney Steve Roberts says the human element of that system, the police, judges, prosecutors, and juries, complicates efforts to live up to that ideal.
In the city of St. Louis and state of Missouri, I mean, it's a race issue. And I think that, you know, if you don't recognize that, you don't understand the problem.
The numbers prove Roberts correct. All of the required yearly reports from the Missouri Attorney General's office show black drivers are pulled over more often than white drivers. The first report came out in 2000. St. Louis University law student Catherine Redmond sees another basic problem with the system. The laws, she says, are written with an eye toward maintaining social order.
It doesn't stop crimes from being committed. People who go to jail, go to prison, serve any kind of time, their problems, they are rarely ever fixed. It actually just creates more problems.
Redmond decided to go to law school after Michael Brown's 2014 death at the hands of a white Ferguson police officer.
There is room for change, and we are working towards change, and change will come.
There are no easy fixes. Legislation can reduce some of the impacts of a biased system, but you can't legislate how people think or feel. Instead, says local corporate attorney Bianca Chapman, you have to get different people into positions of power like judge and prosecutor.
You need more people who are not biased, who recognize their biases and willing to confront them in the system.
That's part of the reason Chapman became an attorney.
Growing up in an impoverished area, seeing what now we've talked about a lot, sort of the debtors' prisons where people would get parking tickets, traffic violations, and have to spend time in jail because they couldn't afford to pay them. And I wanted to be on the side of changing the system.
A lack of resources also makes it harder for people to get out of legal trouble once they've been charged with a crime or sued. Elad Gross, who served as an assistant state attorney general under Chris Koster, now runs his own law firm and a couple of education nonprofits. He says a client of his sat in jail for 6.5 months because the public defender's office was too overworked.
It's not just, it's not fair, it's a huge waste of resources. It delegitimizes the very institutions that we need to believe in this country.
Gross says that's why his faith has always been more in the people working to change the laws and the way they are enforced, rather than in institutions like the courts. Lisa Sonia Taylor is the director of inclusion and diversity education at St. Louis University Law School. She says lawyers have never been very good about considering the impact of the laws they are supposed to enforce.
We're looking at the substance and the procedure of law, and we weren't evaluating whether we were working towards justice. And we can still debate whether that is our role or not, but even my own perspective of my profession has changed. We're guardians of this justice, of the legal system.
Conversations and debates, she says, are some of the most powerful tools available to improve the American judicial system. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.